Good morning. I am no Boy Scout, but I like to be prepared. I like to think through what I will need on any given day. If rain is likely, I will bring a rain jacket. If it's going to be a day out in the sun, I will pack sunscreen. Whatever the weather, I always, always try to remember to bring along some water. And yet sometimes I forget to plan ahead. Like the time this past summer when I went on a hike with a dear friend just outside of Seattle. My friend thought that the hike might be a bit challenging, but I waved it off. I grew up in the Northwest. I have spent plenty of time in the sweltering heat of the South. I can take a walk in the woods in the middle of August. He rattled off some elevation gain numbers I didn't really process at the time. That is, some numbers I didn't really understand until a couple of hours later when I was scrambling up a rock face in sandals, my cotton t-shirt soaked in sweat and grime. Hikers in boots and trekking poles passed by on their way down, eyebrows raised all the way up. One even looked down at my sandals and simply said, "Bold choice, man." My friend said, "We're almost there one too many times for my liking, one too many times over the expanse of several excruciating hours trying to avoid rolling my ankle." It is good to be prepared for the journey, whatever it may be, and wherever it may lead. It is good to plan ahead. "Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees," the prophet Isaiah proclaims today. This is a passage about preparing for a journey, about the people of Israel finding their way back to the place where they belong. This is a passage about their journey home from a distant land. But something is amiss here. Something is a little off. The Israelites aren't actually the ones preparing for this journey. The God of their ancestors is the one preparing the way for them. "For water shall break forth from the wilderness," it says, "and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. No traveler, not even fools who forgot to pack water and sunscreen, fools who left their boots and trekking poles behind, not even these fools shall go astray. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." If you pay close attention to this text, you will notice just how lavish Isaiah is with the picture he paints here. It is not enough for the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, and the blind to see. The very wilderness itself is transformed. The valleys are filled up and the mountains brought low. The crocus blooms and the desert rejoices. This is not just a hike, it's a celebration. And the prophet speaks with great expectation. "People, get ready," he says. "Your salvation is at hand." Now, traditionally, it is said that Advent is a season of waiting. It's a season of preparation and expectation at the beginning of the church year. It often feels like it flies by in the thick of the holiday giddiness. So it is worth asking what all of this preparation is supposed to be about. There are plenty of things in life that we can prepare for, plenty of things that we can anticipate. But there are also plenty of things that we cannot anticipate. Plenty of things where it is best to say, "We will cross that bridge when we get there." There are blind spots, known unknowns, you might call them, and then there are the unknown unknowns, those things which we don't even realize we do not know. It could be an unexpected illness, a sudden move or a career change, the inexplainable, irreplaceable loss of a loved one. It is those things that keep us up at night wondering, what if? Now, some of us live our lives seeking the comfort of security and predictability. And who can begrudge us that, given the life that we have led, the various losses along the way that have taught us to approach life carefully and pragmatically, the various things that have taught us how frail life truly is. But the search for security can become an idol, a false god that we venerate with frenetic hand-wringing and constant worry. If you find yourself a card-carrying member of this anxious crew, it might be worth asking yourself, just what exactly might make you feel safe at last? Just what kind of security are you looking for? Once we face that question head on, you will probably realize that the ideal circumstances will forever elude you. Modern medicine and technological advances have done us plenty of favors, but we will never be completely immune to the dangers of this world. We are still limited human beings. We are still vulnerable and prone to make mistakes. We are all still mortal. And what we profess in the season of Advent, what we remember each year that we come to the beginning of this story once again, is that we cannot prepare for everything. We cannot save ourselves. No man, no person is an island. Try as hard as we might to be self-sufficient, to be prepared for every eventuality and circumstance, each and every one of us is sorely in need of grace and mercy. And into the story of humankind's fallen state, those moments when we feel faint, those moments when things fall apart and we stand at a loss for words, a ray of hope breaks in. He is not dressed in royal garb. He does not wield money, influence, or power like those other would-be leaders of this world. Instead, he shows up as a newborn child, born in a backwater town in the region of Galilee over 2,000 years ago. And when the night grows dark, when the shadows close in, and the worst thing you have ever imagined finally happens to you, he stands by your side. I am with you, and I am for you, he says, even here, even now, on this day you did not expect, on this day you could not have possibly planned for. I am with you, and I am for you. You shall call him Emmanuel, God with us. Lo, he comes with clouds descending, thousand saints attending. Swell the triumph of his train. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ reveals his endless reign. Get ready, people, but be advised. He is already making the way ready for you. Amen.